Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 351. Today we are continuing the significant biological special program of the islet cells of the pancreas. We are going to take up the beta islet cells today. Please listen carefully. The biological conflict linked to the beta islet cells is a male resistance conflict or a female fear disgust conflict, depending on a person's gender laterality and hormone status. Even though you heard it during our study of the alpha islet cells program, please listen again. The explanation of the biological conflict linked to the alpha and beta islet cells together. In the case of a right-handed male with normal hormone status and with a resistance conflict, his beta islet cells will be affected. In the case of a left-handed male with normal hormone status and with a resistance conflict, his alpha islet cells will be affected. In the case of a right-handed male with low testosterone status and with a fear-disgust conflict, his alpha islet cells will be affected. In the case of a left-handed male with low testosterone status and with fear-disgust conflict, his beta islet cells will be affected. Now, coming to the females. In the case of a right-handed female with normal hormone status and with fear-disgust conflict, her alpha islet cells will be affected. In the case of a left-handed female with normal hormone status and with fear-disgust conflict, her beta islet cells will be affected. In the case of a right-handed female with low estrogen status and with resistance conflict, her beta islet cells will be affected. And finally, in the case of a left-handed female with low estrogen status and with resistance conflict, her alpha islet cells will be affected. While discussing the SBS of the alpha islet cells, we explained the fear-disgust conflict in detail. Here, we are going to see what exactly is the resistance conflict according to Dr. Hammer or according to the GNM perspective that is important in the study of diabetes. It is a strong opposition against a person, a situation, an institution, a decision made over one's head, or being forced to do something against one's will. The person against whom one has a strong opposition can be his parent, step-parent, sibling, grown-up child, relative, spouse, teacher, colleague, supervisor, or his doctor. Work site, home, school, relationship, etc. can be situations one can develop opposition against. Examples of institutions against which one can develop opposition can be school, church, hospital, government, political regime, etc. The resistance conflict you can find in children when they resist to go to a daycare, kindergarten, school, even at an early age. Any individual, especially children, when they strongly oppose what they are told to do is the resistance conflict. Friends, with this discovery of resistance conflict as the biological conflict linked to the beta islet cells and fear-disgust conflict as the biological conflict linked to the alpha islet cells mainly, Dr. Hammer is gifting to the world great wisdom to save humanity from the scare of a major health condition. Only Dr. Hammer has discovered the relationship of these conflicts with the gender laterality and hormone status of individuals affected by these conflicts producing specific symptoms. All the medical knowledge regarding the causes of hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia in the body is revolutionized by Dr. Hammer. It was exactly about 100 years back the medical world became thrilled by the discovery of insulin. In 1923, Banting and MacLeod received the Nobel Prize in Medicine for this discovery. The conventional medicine made a lot of researches in the physical level, in the field of diabetes, but they could not go deep into the synchronous working of the psyche, the brain, and the body. What Dr. Harmer discovered in the field of medicine is going to turn the world upside down. His Germanische Heilkunde or Germanic healing knowledge will give freedom from the scare of diseases. Following the discovery of insulin, the world thought that they got the answer for the medical condition called diabetes. They made big business plans as usual, frightening the people in the name of diabetes and the associated diseases. Every such hypothesis comes to an end by connecting the psyche with the physical body through the brain by Dr. Harmer. Why I do have strong conviction in GNM is because now I can find out specific psychic conflicts in each and every case that comes to me in my clinic as per the discoveries of Dr. Harmer. You are also requested to learn GNM and try to find out the truths Dr. Harmer gave to the world. If you are also convinced, please spread it in the world around you. Tomorrow we will finish this significant biological special program of the islet cells of the pancreas by discussing the conflict active phase, healing phase, etc. of the beta islet cells. Until then, goodbye. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.